KUSF San Francisco.
Sunday. the great state of Indiana, home of a great rock and roll band and a man who needs to clear his throat. Hang on a second. You know, you open your mouth, you just never know how the radio show is going to start when you're me. Oh my goodness. Where was I? Ah, yes. Indianapolis, Indiana is the home of Margo and the Nuclear So-Sos. And they are a really, really good rock and roll band. Fit right into what we do here on this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. I'm going to get over how I started this radio show somehow. Anyway, they're really good. They are Richard Edwards, Andy Fry, Chris Fry, Hubert Glover, Jesse Lee, Casey Tennis, Emily Watkins, and Tyler Watkins. And Casey, by the way, is, as you'll learn, the cocktail drummer. You've got to see this band live, as I did at the Great American Music Hall. They're really incredible. Our number one interview with Margo and the Nuclear So-Sos, also their musical sandwich, some really cool music they've selected to play, surrounded by theirs. Our number two, all new melodic rock and roll a la Dennis the Menace. So while my throat manages to get back to where it belongs, might never happen. You never know. Let's go right to my interview at the Great American Music Hall just a mere couple of weeks ago with Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos on Just Another Menace Sunday.
Emily and I play the keyboards.
She's so mellow.
Andy, I play the guitar.
Dude.
I'm Casey, I'm the cocktail drummer.
I'm Tyler, and I play the bass sometimes.
I'm Chris, and I play the drums, and I like cocktails.
I'm Richard Edwards, I sing and play the guitar.
Yes. Nice hat. Thank you. Hats are the theme of the room. And you are?
I'm Jesse. So-and-so. Was I supposed to say something?
Nice comics. Karate Kid, huh?
Karate Kid.
What
do you play?
What do you play?
I play cello.
There you go. So let's start with the world's greatest rock and roll bands from Indianapolis, yourself not included.
Oh, I don't know.
This is going to get harder from here. Who is he?
That's easy. Pravada. That's easy.
I think Everything Now is the greatest band in the country, but they are from Indiana as well.
Okay, but give me some old ones. Come on,
old ones.
Archival. Who's
Henry
like
Lee Summer.
I can tell this is a deep.
Henry Lee Summer and Roadmaster.
Roadmaster?
That was the band that became the John Cougar Mellencamp band.
Vegetables?
Let me think.
Ronco Roadmaster. Yeah, right.
John Cougar Mellencamp, man. Not from Indianapolis.
All right.
Not from Indianapolis.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
That's not a, he's not a band. Has anybody told you this? Axl Rose. Beautiful.
Vince Neil.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you. I've heard, I've got a few more to get through, please. What percentage of folks get the band name reference, and I want an exact percentage?
0%. Because there is no meaning to it, and therefore no one can get it. Well, no, that's not true. There is no getting it, and if you get that, then you get it.
So have you heard from Wes Anderson or any of the Tannenbaums themselves? Like, you know, with a comment, like, did any Tannenbaum actually call you up and say, excuse me?
We're bound by a gag order not to talk about that.
I'm not going to, you see, this radio, so I could describe the gags that are, but Emily won't really in polite company like me doing something.
She's got her favorites.
Like that. Okay, so sorry, but you get this one again. So this band is the result of you and Richard meeting at a pet store, right?
Right.
What were you each going in to buy?
I was trying to buy cat food, and he was looking for a mouse.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That was, we're talking about a conversation stopper.
Yeah, so...
Right down the tubes, this interview.
It was the
sometimes
yin...
Sometimes they go really well, and sometimes...
It was the yin and the yang. We bumped into each other and...
And said, you've got cat food, mouse, band.
No, I said...
Adds up to me.
I said, you are the second most handsome man in Indianapolis.
With the best hair ever, yes.
Right.
Right, I've read the bio. Oh,
gosh, it's like trying to flirt with a smart girl.
See, Emily, does he try that? Never mind.
No, good.
I have no game.
Okay. All right, let's get serious.
So, how different is the full release, the new release, from the original that was recorded? Was the album just remastered, or did more happen? Who wants to take that first?
It's basically a different order. We re-recorded a few parts on a few songs. We re-recorded one song entirely, and we remixed. We ran out of time to finish it the first time. So we were blessed to have more time to finish it the second time, which we ran out of time again.
The studio you recorded the album in is kind of the Indianapolis version of that place in Detroit that everybody brags about. You know, it's kind of got like lots of analog toys. So tell me a little bit, and then we'll pass it around a little bit, about the process of making the album, the sound you were going for, you know?
You can hold the microphone, because I want you guys to talk about it.
We were going for that Wispy Mercury sound. What was Bob Dylan going for on Blonde on Blonde? We were going for a kind of bluesy, meandering, warm, friendly, you know, motherly.
A lot of bands, and a few bands, one we mentioned earlier, kind of, you know, wearing this label Chamber Pop. And Chamber Pop, of course, you know, is yet another label that the world really needs next to Power Pop and, you know, and rock and pop and pop and schmop and whatever. But I see you more as a rock and roll band that just happens to arrange your music around, you know, cello, trumpet, Rhodes, other stuff. You're a rock and roll band that's added, you know, added stuff. I saw Josh Rouse the other night. He had a string quartet behind him, which added a lot of cool stuff to his music. But it's not like he suddenly wasn't a rock and roll artist. So how does the press get this label for you? You know, how do you figure that this stuff kind of propagates itself?
I mean, one of them will read something like that, and they all print it. That's what it is. Not all of them are listening to it and saying chamber pop or neo-folk.
What does that really mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's like it's pop music, you know? It's because people get embarrassed by the word pop, and then they have to add something before or after it, like power or chamber or spaz or cuddle. One person reads it, and they all print it, you know? So that's how we got that wonderful label.
Quiet as a Mouse was the first thing that I got that was released kind of as the indie thing.
It's one of the few that seemed to float around as people's, you know, logical or illogical choice for an unofficial single. That one seemed like that one, Vampires and Skeleton Key. So we didn't choose to.
Which are also the big ones on iPod. You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Download what they read about, right?
Yeah, well, what people tell them about, yeah.
But then there is the infamous Paper Kitten Nightmare, which is kind of a cat and mouse theme to the album. Now we can go back to the original story that you were going to buy cat food and... Well, no, you were going to buy a mouse and he was going to buy cat food, or...?
I don't know. I had this group of songs that I'd had for a while, a year or so, and, you know, I had a bunch of friends, and Indianapolis isn't known, you know, to be a rock and roll mecca or something, but all these guys were in great bands in Indianapolis. There's amazing bands there, and... So it was just a bunch of friends wanted to record a batch of songs, make a record that sounded like it was, you know, made in the winter in the Midwest, which it was, and, you know, give it kind of a storybooky feel, but maybe a little darker at times, and just see what happened, you know, like travel as much as we could. We certainly weren't, like, shopping it around or anything or trying to get a label, but, you know, eventually some labels heard it and started flying us out, And the rest is...
Okay, two more quick ones, and then we do the little secret thing, which is fun. This is a joke question. You have 3,917 friends on MySpace. Who's your favorite?
My favorite is my brother, Jay.
My brother.
Yeah. The Silver State.
Dirty Diana. Who's that?
They actually know who their friend is. Emily, are you scared right now?
I only know who's in the top eight.
Come over here with me. I'm scared.
And everything now is in the top eight, and that's all I know.
Rufus Wainwright is our friend on MySpace, and I think that he is my favorite friend.
Strangest thing that's happened on a show on this tour. Anybody want to take that? The weirdest little special moment.
I punched Tyler on stage.
Two people have fallen off stage.
I don't really remember Richard punching me, but there's video of it, so apparently it happened. And I retaliated with a full beer. There's a full beer that gets thrown back in his face. And I knocked your amp over. So I think I got it pretty good.
My favorite was...
We do a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs as the bread. and then anything else you want from other artists in between. Because I've found that bands make the best DJs, and I do these sets live. I bring in vinyl, I bring in CDs. So whatever you ask me for, I'm going to play it exactly as you ask for it.
Yes.
All right. For Margo, we'll do Skeleton Key, and we'll do Vampires in Blue Dresses.
All right. So now, your song for in
my between. Song for in between is Renee and Georgette Magritte with Her Dog After the War by Paul Simon.
Bomb the Castles and Sell the Stones by Gentleman Caller.
My Neighbor's Basement by Silver State.
I'll do Orange Juice, Rip It Up.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Hell yeah.
I will do Fishbowl Prank by Everything Now.
Bat Macumba by Mutantes. Os okay. Mutantes.
I want Parting Gift by Fiona Apple.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Now, I just have to ask, because there were some other bands mentioned here. Does anybody really want a Crowded House track? Yeah, okay. That's Don't Dream It's Over.
Thank you.
Everybody together. Thank you. Okay. That was beautiful.
Did a sick thing to my love. My lack of loyalty, it swallowed her up. And she cooked me food. She squirmed and turned like a skeleton key. She left her man and attended to me. Did a horrible thing to that girl. I bred my misery and drowned it in her. And she got me high, and I hardly noticed there were tears in her eyes. And I miss you less and less every day.
The Orioles, the five saddles, the deep.
Renee and Georgette McGreet with their dog after the war. Renee and Georgette McGreet with their dog after the war. Were strolling down Christopher Street when they stopped in a men's store. With all of the mannequins dressed in the style that brought tears to their immigrant eyes. Just like the penguins, the moon glows, the Oreos, the five satins, the easy stream of laughter flowing through the air. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog après la guerre. Side by side they fell asleep, decades gliding by like Indians, time is cheap. When they wake up, they all their personal belongings have intertwined. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war. We're dining with the power elite, and they looked in their bedroom drawer. And what do you think? They have hidden away in the cabinet cold of their hearts. The penguins, the moon glows, the Oreos, and the five satins. For now and ever after, as it was before, Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war.
There's a hole in the roof, my possessions are called. kissing me once, more than once. And you looked as sincere as a dog, just as sincere as a dog does when it's the food on your lips with which it's in love. I bet you could never tell that I knew you didn't know me that well. It is my fault, you see, you never learned that much from me. Oh, you silly, stupid pastime of mine. But we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started. It says stop, but we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started. I took off my glasses while you were yelling at me once, more than once, so as not to see you see me react. Should've put them on again, so I could see you see me sincerely yelling back. I bet your fortress face belied your fort of lace. It is by the grace of me you never learned what I could see. Oh, you silly, stupid pastime of mine. But we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started. It says stop, but we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started.
I had to. and the bad times that we had.
Richard Edwards,
Andy Fry,
Tyler,
Jesse Lee,
Chris,
Casey Tennis,
Emily Watkins.
We're from Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. Dennis the Menace told us his real last name is Tenenbaum, and therefore we should make him a member of our band immediately. We told him our tour is almost over and that perhaps he can join when we have our next one in the year 2009. Do you think he will fall for that? Or do we have to change the name of the band so he will never find us again? Help us, please!
pour yourself a cup of coffee. Leave anytime. You don't have to be right. You've got to live the best you know how. Joy into sorrow, and I can't breathe with the dust of retreat. I'm choking on the fumes of my wayward ride. She dressed her wounds in sackcloth and ashes. The children weep at their dead mother's feet. Her husband's drunk, a wolf in a sheepskin coat.
Francisco.
My paper cap has covered my skin in chills. My basement home has made me as cold as ice.
Meow.
Now that's a set of lyrics. Meow, 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 meow. Okay, there you go. Margot, get it out, Dennis. Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos are interview number one on hour number one of Just Another Menace Sunday. And their musical sandwich presented to you by them. Let's see. We heard a bunch of Margot stuff at the end because we had some extra time for once. Paper Kitten Nightmare from their album The Dust of Retreat. Also a sea chanty of sorts, or is it shanty? Vampires in Blue Dresses. And then some tunes they wanted to play in their musical sandwich. The Cardigans, I Need Some Fine Wine and You to Be Nicer. Parting Gift, Fiona Apple from her latest Extraordinary Machine. Gentleman Caller, Bomb the Castle and Sell the Stones. Fishbowl Prank, Everything Now. Orange Juice, Rip It Up. Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. Paul Simon, Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog After the War from Hearts and Bones. And starting out, a musical sandwich. Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos with Skeleton Key. If you have any questions on the interview, any thoughts, any input, please email me, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, at menaceattic.com.
You know what hell is.
Homelessness in San Francisco and across the country is real and growing. The Coalition on Homelessness is a community organization committed to making tangible improvements in the lives of the homeless. Coalition goals combine short-term solutions with long-term strategies to change social and economic justice both locally and nationally. The Coalition on Homelessness welcomes your time, money, and interest, so please contact the Coalition on Homelessness at 346-3740 to find out more.
Well, gosh golly jeepers, it's time for hour number two of Just Another Menace Sunday. All new melodic rock and roll a la Dennis the Menace. This is exciting. So, Mr. Engineer, would you please, please hit CD number two right now?